This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 593. I am Brian Kilby, and we weren't here last week. I'm sorry about that, but we're here this week. It's the important thing. We needed a week off. I don't think we've taken a week off as a podcast in like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, because like two or three of us might take a week off here and there, but there's usually always like some continuance.
Yeah.
To be fair, I mean, we didn't have any big power news last week, so there was no point in even having a show, really.
Yeah, and also, I was going to do like a best of, and I got some feedback from the guys on what to include. But I thought, I don't want to do this without having listeners, you know, give suggestions. So if you have any ideas or thoughts about what you'd like to hear in a best of that we might produce someday, tweet at us at TF Radio, contact at tfradio.net. Send a text to 931-994-6268. There's lots of ways of getting a hold of us. YouTube comments. Just let us know. That'd be pretty good. That was Matt, Chris, Diecast. Did Don say something?
Something? Let's just go with yes.
We also have Rob.
Hi.
Jason.
Hello.
And that, John Luna.
Yo.
Hey, John, are you playing
You're actually here this week.
Are you playing Soul Calibur 6 at this point?
Not yet, but I will.
Yeah, I picked it up. I've played it for like 10 minutes. I just realized that I haven't touched the Nuka World expansion for Fallout 4. I didn't even realize I hadn't even started it yet, so I have quite a bit of Fallout 4 left to play that I didn't realize, so I'm pretty happy.
Play Spider-Man?
I don't have a PS4.
That's not.
I'm kind of curious if anyone broke down and bought that mini arcade cabinet from
arcade one
Walmart.
I would like to have a 3/4 scale cabinet, but I want to get like the AlphaCade or something. Like having a main cabinet for years, I don't want to have like a dedicated cabinet that only has like 3 games. No, John, not the Neo Geo Mini. It's horrible. I don't have something that only has like 3 games with it, or 5 games.
That's what shocked me was there's on the Street Fighter version, there's 3 games on that thing.
Well, the thing that shocked me is that it doesn't include Turbo or Hyper Fighting. It includes Championship Edition, Super, and Super Turbo. Like, what the what?
and to get the cabinet at its regular height, you have to buy the $70 platform.
I don't want it at the regular height.
It's like, I mean, I understand the marketing behind it, but when you can put 30 games on an NES Classic and a full-size arcade only has 3 games.
You can put hundreds of games on there. It comes down to licensing costs, Don. Capcom's not making it. They're paying him.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, this is not a video game podcast. Sorry about that. We're Transformers
podcast.
Yeah,
John,
we should have a
video game podcast
for some reason. So I'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.
but John, before you go, have we... like actually talk to you at any length since the big power reveal?
Me? Since like the colored photos and stuff?
Yeah.
I don't think so. But
yeah, I don't
isn't that
if
like
we ever like got your input on like what you think, because like you've always been big into getting the exclusive legend stuff. I'm curious what your thoughts have been on this.
Oh, it's awesome. I'm reborn. I have hope now.
That is the correct answer. Thank you, John.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes, they're the sun will rise again. There's always tomorrow. I'm full of fortune cookie platitudes now, thanks to Legends Big Powered.
Yep, love fortune cookies. Sorry.
I love Big Powered.
Excited about that.
Now that I saw the color photos, I'm liking it a little bit more.
Hey,
I might actually get it.
There's some big...
Yeah, that's gonna be my toy of the year 2019.
I could see that.
Some news happened that we're gonna talk about. To me, that's 10 times bigger than Big Powered, but we'll get to that.
But also vastly smaller.
Yeah, but not in my heart.
Little Powered.
Did anybody get anything since the last time we recorded? I did. I
assume everybody got something.
Don got that Devastator box set from Walmart. I also got the Devastator box set. It's over there somewhere. I don't exactly know where. Plus, I got some of the tiny turbo changers or whatever the heck they're called.
Ugh. Sorry.
I got Bumblebee. I got Bumblebee from the new movie. So it's a Volkswagen. And I got Grimlock. So it was not bad. It was way
tiny turbo changers are perfectly fine for the couple dollars each that they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like them. I am totally, totally happy with those. I found the Soundwave Target exclusive. I didn't pick it up. I will. But yeah. But that's
getting the other Target exclusive, the tape characters.
I don't know. I could. I probably should.
Probably. I mean, I don't think there's going to be another opportunity to get a Frenzy.
Yeah, or a Rumble.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess so. I probably will.
I should probably buy things.
Yeah. I know, right? Diecast. Go ahead, Don.
No, I was like, y'all can always build a set, but then everyone fights over who gets the Bumblebee from the set. You take it. No, you take it.
You take it. No. So, Diecast, I see the notes that you got something. So, what gigantic box of Taobao did you get this week?
I got Mech Fans Toys. I know that's not the official. That's who makes it, though. So we'll just call it that.
What's his name?
Puffer. It's I don't know what they call it.
I thought it was like Grouch or something.
I think he's like Puffer. 03. You know, I think he just has a number designation. I don't think he has a name.
Oh, okay.
Looks pretty good. I mean, it's solid. The joints are nice. I like it. I also got the Papa Toys Hot Rod.
What was that again?
It's a Legend.
It's Hot Rod.
Papa Toys is who again? Is that like another an alias for another?
Some knockoff company, we'll just say. But it's a new design, but it's a new design, but
there's been some question over whose design it actually was first.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
There's some drama out there right now concerning a few companies.
I got Ironhide Voyager Ironhide from Amazon finally shipped after he was supposed to ship last week. Then they sent me an email saying it was delayed till November something. And then they sent me an email that he was shipped on Monday. So it was a very strange turn of events. But he's tiny. He's like, I don't know. I expected bigger for a Voyager figure, especially for Ironhide, because I'm used to Ironhide being a big bot. And here's like, you know, he's about the same size as a Masterpiece car. I don't know.
That's that one's name was that I can't remember.
Yeah, clamp down or whatever.
Yeah, there you go.
He's small.
Well, you know, I mean, the whole point of Studio Series is to keep everything in robot mode scale. It's certainly not an excuse for having smaller toys at higher price points. Nope.
Yeah, but Ironhide I always see as a bigger character.
Well, yeah. I mean, okay, so Optimus is a Voyager, and Ironhide being a GMC top kick, I think, would have to be smaller than a semi-cab, even if just slightly.
Do they even make that anymore?
No.
But they did in 2007.
I also got the oversized Studio Series Optimus Prime.
Well, maybe they'll do an oversized Studio Series Ironhide, and you can get that and actually be satisfied.
That would be great.
There you go.
That would be actually great. I'm sure they're working on that, because, you know, knockoffs.
Yeah.
Oh, God, Don, your microphone is so loud.
I also got the oversized tweaks. I just don't have it down.
It's like
here.
If a bat flies by Don's window and farts, we hear it. If he touches his keyboard, it's like, argh!
Sorry.
That's why I try to minimize the typing I do during the show.
Well, I didn't realize you would pick it up, to be honest.
No, we only admonish you for this every single week, Don.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would think this is happening.
It would be a weird week if we didn't, Don. It's okay. Go ahead.
True.
And that's it.
Hey, Don, wait. Do you have a mouse? I hear something scurrying in your background. Okay.
Oh, that's what happened to Massey a few weeks ago. He saw a mouse and just freaked out.
No, he's freaked out. Hmm. Okay. Cool diecast. Don, did you get anything? A new mic?
Yes, I did. just to be contrary to diecast, I got the Pipes version of his Huffer that I like a lot. So I've always liked Pipes more than Huffer, to be honest. Unfortunately, since they share the same mold, basically, he can't do the correct back look for pipes, but for $20, I think it's a very good looking pipes. I also got the Rodimus from Papa Toys.
And got the a lot exact of this, same stuff that Diecast got.
Well, yeah. Also, but I want to give again a big shout out to Barricade 64 because this is part of the stuff I got with the coupon code that he told me about. I found Cyberverse Shockwave, the first one I've seen since they came out.
Cyber Battalion.
Shockwave. You got it, first like, one I've
seen. Did you get that in store? Or did you get it?
Yeah. Yes, it's the very first one I've seen at any Walgreens at all. And then I saw one at the Walgreens after this.
So how did Barricade 64 help you with that?
No, Barricade helped with the first two things, which you probably got.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah, and then, basically I did a big bulk order with that coupon code. I saved about $40, but some of the stuff was arrived before others. I picked up the Papa Toys Inferno, because I wanted at least one of that mold to see how it was, because basically if it's not the Magic Square mold, it's very similar. So hey, Don, I'm gonna try it.
Hey, Don, you have to open the package to see how it is.
He'll get around to it eventually.
Yeah, I haven't had time to do that yet.
I miss having a bag.
It's slightly out of reach, but I got the Ocular Max Hellion. I picked that up.
Which character is Hellion?
Cliff Jumper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Cliff Jumper. Veteran from McFan Toys to go with the Hot Rod, the cup. I picked up the last of the McFan Toys.
Oh, God, Diecast.
Yes. I finished off the McFan Toys Dinobots with Grimlock. I picked up, Wreck-It Ralph Jr.
Wait. They made a Wreck-It Ralph mini arcade cabinet?
Yes.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, I've been told there's actually a full size cabinet in some places. They actually made a full size cabinet for, which I had never heard of before. And the last thing I got, Steel Lucifer, which is the Iron Factory.
Yeah.
Just because this is my first Iron Factory other than the Mega Zarek version of Lord Scorpion that I sold when I got my Devil Stinger from P.L.
You got the Bruticus, didn't you?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I did. I keep thinking they're somebody else. So, I mean, it's just this is such a visually impressive figure, even though I have really no real connection to Nova Prime. It's just such a nice looking figure when he's armored up. I wanted to give him a try. Other than that, that's all I've got recently.
Wow. You out-diecast.
I got the Grimlock, too. I just forgot about it.
Well, I got all that for basically... All that with Hellion was, I think, after the coupon code, was less than $200 for everything.
Okay. Oh, cool. So, Chris, you get anything?
Two things I'll talk about. So I didn't get any new Transformer stuff because there isn't any new Transformer stuff out right now. But I did find a couple of odd little cheap things on eBay recently. So I got this is the Serenity from Firefly, and this is not exactly a typical like spaceship toy model thing. It's actually a Yahtzee game.
What?
Yeah, they made Firefly Yahtzee. The ship is the cup. All the stuff just stores and like the dice store inside of it, and also some extra parts for the ship. And you use that as the cup for playing Yahtzee. It's the stupidest idea, but it's a nice model of the ship. I don't care about the show at all, but it's a cool looking ship.
That's
I got
impressive.
This for under $10. So
McKay's.
Oh, nice.
No, eBay.
eBay.
I also got this.
All right.
I saw that at McKay's.
How much?
A kid, like a 10-year-old, picked it up before I got a chance to get it.
But did you didn't get to see the price on
no,
it?
I did not, huh?
Okay, 10-year-old. I got this for about $15 shipped.
Nice.
Sweet.
Wow. Yeah. And now the electronics still work.
Now which one is that? Right. Is that the Rio Grande or the Cerro?
The Orinoco.
Orinoco, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Playmates only made the one, and for some reason they made it the Orinoco, even though the Orinoco was, like, every time it was on screen, the one that had the sensor roll bar on it, but that was not part of their toy release.
Yeah.
I thought it was the Rio Grande, because that's the one they usually use the most in the shows.
Yeah, I saw it. Did a double take. Well,
yeah, but the primary one they used didn't have the roll bar on it. They had the roll bar on the alternate ones. So you could tell them apart in action shots.
Yeah, I saw it. I did a double take, and the kid just snatched it before I got a chance to touch it. And I was like, ah.
I've got that. I need to dust the living hell out of it.
So, yeah, I got those in the last week. Unfortunately, right after I committed to buying the second of those two things, then a bunch of stuff started happening here that's going to amount to hundreds of dollars of unexpected expenses. So, yay.
Yeah.
Last luxury purchases for a while, yeah. I suspect.
That sucks. Sorry about that.
Hey, cool looking things. I'm glad I finally had that runabout. The runabout is one of my favorite Star Trek ship designs from the what I will call the modern era, even though it's 25 years ago now.
Let's see here. I'm just going to respond to now something in the chat. Rodimus Supreme, at least thank you for saying proper Superman. I will accept that. Mm-hmm. Having a conversation about New 52. Which I still like spit whenever I say that.
Yeah, you say proper Superman. I think Christopher Reeve. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about the comics, but you know, I'll give you that. Superman's still my favorite movie. So Jason, did you get anything?
I sure did. What'd you get? Let's see. Okay, so first I got from Iron Factory their Annihilator. So this is the Red Alert version of their Racing Bros mold. I like them. Of course, the Legends figures are always fun because you can just kind of sit there and mess with them. His arms are a little limited because of how they're, you know, the stuff on the top here. But other than that, he's still a fun figure. So definitely enjoying him. I did get if I can get this on the camera, the Furei Optimus Prime model.
Furei model.
Furei, thank you. And Ant actually has the Nemesis Prime version for me from New York Comic Con, so cool. He'll be sending that to me at some point. However, he did have a child this weekend, so congratulations, Ant. So mail that whenever you take your time. It's not a big deal.
The model kid, not the baby. Just so that way.
I mean, it was cute kid. I watch it for a week or something.
Play by ear.
Yeah. I got a box today addressed to me as "There Goes My Money" executive producer. And inside that box, I got a fish, which of course means that I also got Mech Fan Toys Grimlock. And man, these are good.
Yeah, they are. They're really great upscales.
Although it's very weird to see a Grimlock that doesn't have the T-Rex head on the back. I was like, where's his head? And then I started transforming it. It stuck in the middle, but I was a little, I was scared at first. I was like, oh no, I got a Grimlock with that head from Taobao. Well, I'm screwed.
At least it wasn't a wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thanks for that, Diecast. I really appreciate that.
Oh, no problem.
And the biggest thing I got in the last couple of weeks is I did get the MMC Magna. So here's the bottom half of Skylinks. He's going to be huge.
Oh, it's so heavy. It's so heavy.
Yeah, this thing's heavier than Power Baser, which, holy cow, I really like it. So I can't wait to have both parts here. I think January is when Inventa is supposed to come out. So
yeah,
a few months and I'll have myself a giant Skylinks.
Hey, Jason, I thought Shattered Glass Power Baser came out, or was that just...
I know like Sixos had pictures of him up. I think he... That's a convention exclusive first, right?
Okay,
so I don't know if that it might just be product shots that are out that are out right now.
Yeah, that was a sample because the samples are actually labeled 000 because it's a 1 of 500 series. So yeah. there's 3 or 4 samples running around from what I know of.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that Shattered Glass version looks awesome.
Yeah.
I can't afford to buy that mold more than once, but so that is it for me.
Matt?
I got a Marvel Legends Black Knight.
Nice.
Oh, cool. Well, what wave was he from?
Cull Obsidian wave. So,
okay.
Last Avengers movie. So I put the evil Black Knight head on him, naturally.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Cool. Anything else?
No, that's pretty much it.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
Good enough. Rob?
I got a box of maple cream cookies that tasted vaguely of Old Bay seasoning. I have no idea how the hell that works.
I'm gonna mute.
Wow.
You killed Brian. But that was good. That was good. Oh, God. Okay. John, did you get anything? That was good.
Yeah, I got... So I've been sitting on the last three parts of Abominus for a while. Cutthroat, Center Twin, Blot. And I was waiting on the Perfect Effect upgrade kit and then the Toy Hacks label set for Abominus. So I got the... I got the upgrade kit and I got the labels this past weekend. And so I busted open the rest of Abominus and had a grand old time putting all that stuff together. That Perfect Effect upgrade kit is actually really, really nice. And it's, I usually hate fully articulated third party hands because they look like skeleton hands and they're never like robust enough. They always seem really just kind of spindly and skeletal. Mm-hmm. But these are good. I mean, these are better than most. They have all the knuckles or most of the knuckles except for the thumb that, you know, normal fingers have. They don't like splay out, which helps. So they're not like on ball joints, the individual fingers. So they're not kind of like out of control articulated. So they're a little bit beefier. And then the feet are really nice. And everything converts into weapons. So that's good. And he comes with, and that same upgrade kit comes with, two like, 6-inch long, Abominus sized blasters. So that combined with, probably 40% of the Toy Hacks labels I put on the toy. If you put 100% on, that's good for you, bully for you, but it's a lot of labels. So
it is. Yeah.
So I think on balance, on average, I usually put like half or slightly less than half of Toy Hacks label sets on the actual toy because it reaches a point for me personally where I'm like, that's good. That looks good. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I highly recommend that combination of things to make an Abominus. So your core Abominus, the perfect grade kit, gets a thumbs up. And the Toy Hack set has more than enough labels to make your Abominus really fancy looking. So that was my project for the weekend. That was my haul for the week.
John, cool. I love how you will use the upgrade kits. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, for me, like in the third party world, like they're like those upgrade kits and stuff like that. Like that's like for me, third party at its best. Like that's like, mm-hmm. that's like awesome mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love it.
Sweet. Did I miss anybody? Guess not. Okay. Let's see here. This Week in History. 1992, which was 26 years ago.
Yep.
Actually, you know, so what we missed last week, our 19th anniversary episode, which just want to point that out. So that was just that was just 7 years before that. Just context.
Yeah, it's really weird how the time scale compresses as we go back, isn't it?
Yeah, because, you know, like 92, when I started doing the show back in 99, it seemed like so long ago.
It seemed so long ago.
Now, that first episode, actually, the first episode of RFC feels like so long ago.
Because it is.
It was so long ago, but yeah, okay. Hey, happy anniversary to us. This is our 20th year. God, so old. So, the Headmasters episode, Mars Explodes, the Scorpion Appears, airs in Malaysia. And, you know, honestly, this episode doesn't stand out for me. Nothing in this episode. There's like not like any major jokes that I can remember, anything like that. This seems just like, I guess, a humdrum sort of boring episode of the dub. Does anybody have any memories of this episode specifically, dub or not? I know you're not a Headmasters fan, Don, when it comes to the TV show so much. Well, you're more of a Masterforce kind of guy, but do you have any recollections of this episode?
Not really. I mean, I've seen all of Headmasters. It's just...
Oh, yeah, me too.
It's just, if anything happened to make it stand out, it's overshadowed by Daniel carrying a gun and shooting people and Ultra Magnus dying and you finding out the episode before because they don't understand how spoilers work and things like that.
So basically, in this episode, I mean, it seems like the big point is that Scorponok really makes his first real appearance as far as his base mode or vehicle mode or scorpion mode. So, it's not something I specifically remember, but it's a chance to mention the dub, and we love the dub, and the dub is the almost my favorite thing ever in Transformers. But I have to say,
yeah, I just like the title. That's why I picked this.
Yeah, I think I have a new favorite thing in Transformers. I really do. And that is called Transformers Bot-Bots.
Yeah.
They worked hard on that name.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, what energy may not have gone into the name certainly went into the product line.
Yeah. So, they're 61 toys. They're 1-inch in scale. And this scratches like all of my itches. It's not G1, so G1 that it hurts, which is a plus. It's cute. They're small. We know that I love my tiny little Transformers. They're so collectible. It's basically, somebody described it, what, a Shopkins meets Transformers. Mm-hmm. It's like Shopkins for boys. I'm all about that. Like, I wish I wasn't sick right now, so I could scream and yell and hoot and holler about how awesome this is. I think this could be just what I collect going forward, nothing more. So they're going to have different packs. Some packs are going to have like a mystery figure in it, which I'm pretty good with, but it's so basically there's going to be a surprise 2-in-1 figure that's blind bagged. Then there's gonna be a 5-pack with a mystery figure in it. And there's a Toilet Troop 5-pack, a Techie Team 5-pack, a Greaser Gang 8-pack with a Mystery 2-in-1, a Jock Squad pack. But they're so cute, and they're so tiny, and they're so Transformers. I have no idea. Like, I'll be honest with you. When I got the press release, I didn't even bother reading it. I just looked at the pictures. So I don't know if there's any fiction or anything tied to it. I don't care. I want them. Do we know anything about like the storyline behind this? What is this like about?
I didn't read it either.
Yeah, well, I mean, why? Look at them.
What do we need from this that the figures themselves does not provide? That's
so okay. So here's the bios. They're Greaser Gang. These greased up and chilled out rulers of the food court put the fast in fast food. Oh, I love that backpack bunch. A band of brainy bots who are cooler than school and sharper than a freshly sharpened pencil. The Jock Squad, a crew of super sporty bots who love to win and are always ready to gear up and get their game faces on. The Shedheads, tough-as-nails team of no-nonsense tools, plants, and home and garden bots. The Sugar Shocks, a squad of sweet treats. I read it like my kids read it. It's like sweat, no sweet. A squad of sweet treats and fun to eats who share their own unique sugar rush and kick things in overdrive. Now, in that line, there's the one who transforms into a donut. In my mind already, he is the leader of all of these. He's the Optimus Prime of the series. He is the donut transformer. The Toilet Troop, a cleanup platoon of bathroom defenders who take care of business by cleaning the bathroom and beyond. And the Techie Team, the cutting-edge crew of gotta-have-it phones, gadgets, electronics, and gamer gear. I'm not being sarcastic. I love this.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
There's an ice cream bar that turns into a robot penguin.
Yes!
That is wonderful.
I forgive Hasbro for anything they've ever done.
Seriously?
Yes, I forgive them for like dealing with FunPub for so long. I forgive them for like canceling Beast War. Or I guess Beast War wasn't technically canceled, but they did a rush job on the ending. For Animated doing a rush job on the ending for that. Every single thing you are forgiven, Hasbro. I love you forever. Please continue this for the rest of my life. I am so happy with this. And I love reading comments about it because it's like a bunch of people saying, well, this sucks, or what's G1 about this, or Hasbro's lost it. And like every eighth or ninth comment is like, this is the greatest thing ever. And those people are correct.
Yes.
I love it. God, I want this so bad. Can't wait to get my hands on it. And when I do, I'm going to share my thoughts in painstaking detail.
I think they're supposed to launch in December.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty excited. So excited.
I love how they make them small so all the kids will choke on them. That's good.
Don't say that. Age is five and up.
These things have been tested, believe me.
Yeah. Winter 2018. Okay, man. I'm excited. I don't know if I go ahead, Don.
I guess it makes me a bad person that I don't really care about.
It does.
These.
We already knew you're a bad person. It just confirms it.
If it's popular, I hope it does well. It's just, I've never liked chibi or super deformed or stuff like that for the most part. So it's just, I hope it's successful. It's just not for me.
How is
a that freaking a tiny Zamboni?
Oh, my God, I hope so. I love this.
I think I heard somebody mention that before.
Oh, okay. Man.
Now you need to see a tiny Deadpool right on top of this.
Well, they also have a tiny stick of deodorant. And
That is so great. Oh, is that not true? Sad. I wish it was true. You know, like, I'm not excited about the muscle-like figures that are coming out. The Keshi figures. I should be excited, but they're so expensive for what they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like a box of 24 is like $100. And so, yeah. I can't justify that, but I can justify this.
Yeah, like five of these for what, $10?
Yes.
Something like that? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm all about this.
I'm going to have a bunch of these.
I can't. Like, we should start a podcast about Rob. Yeah.
I need this to do a size comparison with every Transformers figure I review.
Yes.
Just to
make people angry.
Yeah.
Here it is with a bot.
Perfect.
Yeah, like
that'd be really good for getting one of those Masterpiece Omega Supreme third-party figures.
Yes. Now, what you do, Diecast, is you buy them en masse and you stack them so you can say how many Bot-Bots tall something is.
Oh, I love it.
Yes!
Now,
Bot-Bot measurement scale.
This
they have, like, donuts and stuff, so I can have Grimlock eating a donut.
Yes!
I can, you know.
Yeah, this is going to be so great.
This is the most excited I've been about something since, like, the Weebles back in, like, 2010.
Yeah, I kind of like them now.
So the thing is, though, like, there have been other things that were close, like Bot-Shots. Bot-Shots almost did it. Not quite, you know, but there's something about this. I think these are more fully formed and fleshed out. Each toy has its own unique identity. It's kind of like this, like, even surpasses Creons as far as, like, having their own unique identity. Each toy is, like, independently designed. I'm super, super stoked. And I don't know that I can express that anymore, so let's go ahead and move on. Unless anybody has any contrarian thoughts they want to share.
I'm just thinking how I can use all these. Like, there's a football. I can give that to Ditka.
Blitzwing! Yeah.
Blitzwing. Ditka.
Some of these are actually going to be useful as props for various photos. The little digital camera, I'm pretty sure it's going to be useful to me.
Yes, yeah. I certainly have not thought of any of that before.
Yeah, maybe next week we'll get, like, Optimus Prime 69420 on to, like, talk about, you know, why these suck and it's the end of Transformers, but that's not a real person, I hope. Yeah.
Possibly dead.
Yeah, kidding. That's probably somebody's screen name, sorry.
I'm sure it is.
Probably. So, not great news. Hasbro has got some issues going on. They're going to potentially lay off a single-digit percentage of their workforce, is what I remember being said. Due to some issues.
Did they say?
Well, single-digit. This article says that could mean the excess of 400 workers. Yeah. So
it's a lot of people. It's a lot. Potentially a lot of people. Plus, also they are facing a lawsuit due to, I guess, some potential issues with numbers being massaged from investors in respect to the relationship or the impact of Toys R Us's closing had on their bottom line.
Yeah, that was certainly one of the factors referenced in the articles reporting about this, but it seemed to be a little more far-reaching than just that one thing.
So what were some of the other things? Do you recall?
I mean, it is just it is some kind of like a securities issue that really only affects the investors who might feel like they did not get what they were being represented as getting out of, you know, a year's takings. And I mean, it is basically just comes down to the numbers might have been fudged a little bit, or they're just interpreting that they might have tried to fudge the numbers to make things look better than they were to keep the investors content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the problem of being a publicly traded company.
It certainly can be.
When Toys R Us was going through bankruptcy and all that stuff, Hasbro probably downplayed how much it would hurt them. And I think that's what investors are upset about, that it hurt them more than what Hasbro was letting on.
Yeah, so I don't know specifically that this is the case, but I would assume that when Hasbro's PR arm, you know, they have to put on the best possible face, they might say, hey, there's nothing, you know, this is, you know, it's unfortunate, but it's not the world's, you know, it's not the end of the world for us. And at the same time, the investor arm might be saying, or their finance department organization may be saying, well, it's actually really bad. An investor may hear what the PR says and may interpret that as, okay, hey, I'm not going to sell my stock. So yeah. I don't know that that's the case. That's just me guessing. It's just me reaching. You know, it's a stretch, but just working for a publicly traded company, you know, a large organization, I can understand how, you know, sometimes things might not get translated from, you know, one organization to the other, and how you have to be really careful about what you say and do. Yeah, it sucks. I don't know how this affects Transformers. I don't have any idea. We'll report as, you know, things develop, but yeah, it's just unfortunate.
Yeah.
Especially for whoever ends up getting laid off, because I'm sure they had whoever wound up being laid off will have nothing to do with this.
Totally agree.
And, you know, I think it's still affecting Hasbro and other toy companies in the fact that we're 2 months away from Christmas, and I don't really see the sales increasing like those KB Toys pop-up stores that we were talking about here. And I haven't seen any of them. So I guarantee that toy sales from the manufacturer are down because there's not as many stores out there.
And I mean, you know, also what kids want, you know, may not be, you know, mold injected plastic. Yeah. You know, honestly, though, it's not in the show notes, but one thing we that popped up in the last couple of weeks was that Toys R Us may be making a comeback. And basically,
did we not talk about that?
You talked about it. I wasn't on. Sorry. So yeah. I think it was Rob that made the point, and I hope it was. And I just want to just reiterate what
he said. Well, we'll give him credit for it either way.
I just want to reiterate what he said, because I my mindset has completely shifted on this since it originally happened. But yeah, so the Jeffrey's Toy Chest or Jeffrey's Toy Box, whatever it's going to be called, you know, I'm certain the people who when that is stood up, the people who worked at Toys R Us, it's not like it's helping them by giving them jobs. It's just, you know, they're reviving the IP, and however successful or not, it's the people who worked hard to help build up Toys R Us to what it was will see, you know, no benefit from that. So it just sucks.
And the problem is that doesn't help Hasbro this Christmas season.
Doesn't help anybody.
That's something that's going to be future.
Yeah.
The one thing that came up during that story that I don't know if got mentioned through us is that they are supposedly working on some kind of severance fund for the people who lost their jobs.
Good.
Yeah. So that's, you know, hopefully they follow through with that and they get just about everyone, because, you know, that would be something. That would be a good gesture to start this new version of Toys R Us on, in my opinion. Yeah.
Although, unless it's developed since we talked about it, then the severance they were working on was not nearly what any of the employees were actually owed in severance.
Unsurprising.
Yeah. Like, it was going to be a small fraction.
Yeah. On a not related note, another thing I read today is that apparently Best Buy is going to start carrying toys this holiday season. So,
I think I got an ad.
Yeah, that's in their holiday catalog.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Mine has been for, like, all year.
Mine sells
new.
Mine sells crappy toys like the McFarlane stuff and garbage like
you can
that.
You can get Cyberverse stuff in mine.
Really?
I think there was actually like a stock image of one of the various movie Bumblebee figures in this. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, it looks very much like Hasbro is trying to find new avenues to get their toys out there with Toys R Us gone. I just don't know how successful that's going to be in the short term.
I think mine sells pops,
but it does seem like a range of retailers are willing to play ball with that project, though. Yeah. Everybody's wanting to try to step into the space that's opened up.
Does anybody else have a Target that is now has an expanded toy section like I have?
Haven't been to mine in forever.
It's pretty nice, I got to say.
I will have to check.
It's really awesome. They went through the reset, or I would call it a re-merchandising effort, where they just go and redo the whole store. And
mine sure isn't.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So if we do an RSC Con next year, you can come down and see it. It's pretty badass. Mm. Pretty happy about that. Okay, so Power of the Primes, Retgar, the Walgreens exclusive spot in the U.S. I have yet to see this. This happened almost 2 weeks ago.
California, though, I think.
Yeah,
I have four of them right back there.
Yes, you do. You sure? I thought of you when I saw that, and I'm like, Melv already has these.
I've had those for months.
Yeah. I can't wait to find it. Eventually.
Same.
So, yeah. Okay, so what else we have going on? Transformers Siege, Skytread, Duocon Flywheels, first-in-hand photos. Did we talk about Skytread on the New York Comic Con episode, or was that?
Yes,
we did. I thought it was after the fact. Okay, God, it looks great.
Yes,
I do like Skytread. I am absolutely buying that one when I see it.
And I don't,
the in-hand report on it is actually favorable too. So yeah, you got a winner
and
here.
I don't care that it doesn't make two robots. I don't want two robots.
I prefer that it doesn't make two robots.
I kind of wish that it did. I just kind of wish that he did so that he and Battletrap would match. But this looks really good as it is, so I can't really complain.
Yeah, neither of Battletrap's small robots are really that great, so I'm more than happy to not have Flywheel subject to that.
Yeah, I didn't have Battletraps until I was an adult, so I don't have a lot of affinity for him. But I have like multiple Flywheels, and I just love that toy.
Battletrap was the one I had as a kid, so.
I didn't have any of this crap.
I had
if it didn't come out in G2, I didn't have it.
Yeah, well, you lucked out, I guess, in a way.
Well, yeah, I certainly had the superior interpretation of Transformers.
I would say that would be season 5, but
well, I'm thinking like merchandising terms.
True. Okay, so we have that Bumblebee movie, BB-02, Legendary Optimus Prime. In hand images of the Takara Tomy exclusive release.
Yeah, this is that evasion mode looking one, but it is completely new and is like leader ish size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks really nice.
Which so far we have zero indication of there being a Hasbro release for.
I mean, everything about that screams Takara Tomy exclusive.
Yeah. It doesn't bother me either. I don't want it. I just don't care.
I do. I just don't want to pay what I'd have to pay to get from Takara.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be, you know, like $90, $95 probably.
Yeah, that's okay.
Like, you know, Big Power is the exclusive that I want. I don't need this. Just, I can skip it. But if you want...
Yeah.
But if you like the Evasion Mode Optimus, and I don't, if you like it, go ahead and, you know, consider pre-ordering it.
I'm kind of hoping the larger size figure might solve the problem where it feels like I'm having to clip pieces through each other to transform it. But yeah.
So the Transformers Siege Amazon listings reveal at least one unexpected new toy. So there are listings for Red Alert, Brunt, Refractor, as well as the fan vote Impactor and Mirage, which are now separate. Were they going to be single release before?
I think we were interpreting from how they were presenting it, they were going to be like some kind of a 2-pack or something. But I don't think that language was ever actually specifically used.
But also,
just based on that, we had to vote for them as specific
as a pair. Yeah. Yeah, it's a pair of an Autobot and a Decepticon. Yeah, it's
like, but now
if
be,
Jason,
which for Jason's some reason Impactor listing, is a Decepticon, I don't.
But we're getting
Jason's on the listing right now, and you can see I commented right away. Thank you, I got them all. I ordered them all because I ordered all three reflectors and everything. I'm like, this article was great. Yeah, so now I only need Wave One,
yeah,
and
I
think
missed
this is part of Wave Two and possibly three because there's so many figures.
Pre-order three reflectors.
Yeah, I missed it. But Siege Deluxe Barricade. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jason, something more important that I just saw on Amazon, if you don't mind putting this up on the screen. I don't know what this is, but it was listed as a related item, and I have to have it.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a...
Oh, this is from the new, Masters of the Universe-style DC figures line.
Yeah, that's... It's. I'm buying this right... I'm pre-ordering this right now.
King Shark!
It's a shark! You know, King Shark! Yeah, no, you could just get some vintage Street Sharks figures and have basically the same thing.
Yeah, but...
I understand they're Jawsome.
Oh,
now, this
God,
is a Funko. Let's not gloss over that.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm buying this. I wish I hadn't known about this. That Green Lantern, I gotta have it.
Yeah, I have to admit, I kind of like these. I would much rather have these than the, Kenner-style figures that everybody was doing for so long.
Okay, pre-ordered.
CFRadio.net/Amazon.
Oh, my God, there's a Batman, too.
Uh-huh.
God,
there goes $50.
$36.
Oh, yeah. They have a Mumra that looks pretty good.
Show me your. Never mind. Okay, so, relatively PG show. Don't want to go into there. But yeah, so Barricade. So it'll be interesting.
Show me the mummy.
It'll be interesting as to how they interpret Barricade in Siege.
Barricade was originally a Micromaster, wasn't he? Formula car, I believe.
Yeah, but at this point, we've probably got more reason to think that it's just a G1 reimagining of the movie Barricade. Yeah.
Well, that's not very 84.
Because, it's aligned with Micromasters as their own price point. If they were going to do Micromaster Barricade, it would be in a 2-pack like that, and not as deluxe.
Yeah. I'm betting it's going to be reused to the Prowl mold.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. And I just bought the Jason Voorhees from that line. I hate myself, so I'm closing that out. Okay, so yeah, but it'll be really interesting. I'll have it Saturday. It'll be really interesting just to see, how that works
what
out.
What Kim says.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
What I really don't want is people to start tweeting at Kim on Twitter, when I buy stuff on the show. I'm just surprised Triplett hasn't done it. What I really hate is when I'm talking to Chris about something, a Triplett, and he'll be like, "Yeah, this costs $300. I'm like, "Why did you buy it?" I'm like, and he'll say in front of Kim, I'm like, "No, don't say that." I can't tell you how many times I've been really angry at him for talking about how something costs. Yeah, okay, so, but that was only $13, that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else we have going on? Transformers Siege, upcoming new studio series, figure listings, Constructicons. Oh, God. I don't want studio series Constructicons.
No.
No, but there's other stuff on here that's really cool. They have a Jetfire on here.
Not that Jetfire. I don't need that.
It's a movie Jetfire.
Yeah, I don't need that.
I want to see how they redo that. I'm kind of interested.
Well,
he'll
have a cane, won't he, though?
Yeah,
of course.
Sure. Okay.
And hopefully you'll be able to put him on the Voyager Prime.
The corpse, yeah.
One of the two Voyager Primes in these listings.
So if that Megatron is like Dark of the Moon Megatron, that would be great.
Assume it is. It's too soon to get Age of Extinction or The Last Knight.
That is one of the few movie figures I will buy if they do new versions of it.
Dark of the Moon, yes. We need that in a leader class. We never got that before.
Yeah, it was a Voyager. Yeah.
I think the scale would be about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just really don't want Constructicons. Do we did have a listening for every single one?
No, not every single one, but... two of them here now, and then if you go back to the old Amazon listings from weeks or months ago, there was a listing for Hightower that I was not able to pin down to one product line or the other, but one of the movie Constructicon designs is identified as Hightower.
Oh, so it's not the guy from Police Academy.
Well, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
You know, I think the Legend scale for the Devastator or the Constructicons is probably the right scale for that version, and I don't need anything else, period. I mean, seriously, I like the Legend scale version that came out, and I just can't see myself wanting Deluxes. I can't see myself wanting Voyagers. I just don't like that design. It's just ugly. Also, it's a terrible movie. So what else? Siege Shockwave's alternate super mode and more.
And I like this one a little better myself.
Yeah, I kind of just like that the options exist.
Yeah.
Because, like, one thing that will always get me with upgrade parts is being able to do different things with them, not just use them in one way.
Yes.
Like, the best, what I think of as the best of the Fall of Cybertron deluxes, like Ultra Magnus and Air Raid, you know, they came with accessories that you could do various different combinations of things with, and that made them much more interesting toys than they would have been on their own. Mm-hmm. And the Shockwave's kind of working in the same ballpark there.
Yeah, I'm all about Siege now, after New York Comic Con, so bring it on. Better.
I mean, I'm still not going to buy everything, because some of it is still, like, just reruns I don't need, but, like, the stuff that is new for me, basically, or looks like a valid replacement for something that I have, like Universe Sideswipe, maybe.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
Matt. I'm in for Shockwave. I'm in for the Reflectors. I'm in for Skytread, but that's about it.
The Shockwave is the one I'm least interested in.
You're wrong. Yeah. I'm really interested in getting the Megatron too, because that looks like a pretty good take on Megatron overall.
Yeah,
I honestly want Hound just because I hate the way it looks so much. I want to confirm in hand that I don't like it. I don't know. It's just like I want to see it in my hand to see if it's as bad as I think. Not that it's a bad looking toy. It's just a bad looking hound.
Really?
Yeah.
I can kind of feel you on that. I honestly, you know, Universe Hound does not need replaced in my opinion.
Yeah.
This would be a good Iron Fist though.
Yes. And we need a good first party Iron Fist.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Just not feeling it. So yeah, that's cool. What else? Legends LG. Oh yeah, so big powered, new photos
in color.
God, it's beautiful.
It is.
I need it in my life so bad.
Toy of the year 2019. Calling it now.
Probably.
I don't think I can get it, but it's another one of those things where I'm very happy it exists because maybe one day I will double back.
Patreon.com/flailthroughs.
Yeah.
Yes.
It looks so great. So nothing new. It's just that in color and
higher res.
Just a slightly higher resolution makes them even more beautiful.
Like the Titan Masters are now in separate images instead of being all grouped together in a small picture like they were before. You can just see things better.
Sorry.
As Brian Foley coughs to death.
Yeah. So if there's long pauses for me, it's because I'm coughing.
Yeah,
it could just be dead air. We do that all the time. Yeah,
dead air. Hey, in the podcast version, truncate silence. Nobody knows.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, truncate.
One of my favorite things to do on a podcast.
Yeah,
I mean that saved me so much time editing superhero time when I actually figured out like, okay, these thresholds pretty much give you a natural sounding output product with no effort.
So when I was first trying to play around with truncate silence, because I never used it, I didn't want to. I did it on Being Awesome with Rob Springer, and I was way too aggressive. So Rob sounded like a used car commercial, like the end of it, like. We got complaints. I pissed Rob off. I felt bad about it, but at the same time, it was pretty funny. It was pretty funny.
I'm just trying to imagine Rob Springer selling used cars now, like, you know, doing the whole pitch.
Yeah, it was pretty great. So there is that. What else? A beast mode for Bumblebee?
That's a tiger?
What? Oh, it's a third party. Okay.
Yeah, this is
from what that the hell is this?
Artwork. I'm getting it. It's
same
great.
Artwork, different people doing it.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
I'm perfectly fine with seeing some third party competition on something this weird.
Yeah, I'm not hating on it.
Yeah. I mean, it's virtually nonsensical, but it's
I mean,
it's interesting.
You know,
and I'll take
what if you took movie Bumblebee, sort of, turned it into a tiger, and gave it Leo Convoy's engineering? That's pretty much this.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
You know, I know it's not anything at all like this, but for I see this, and it really makes me want like a Masterpiece Long Rack from Cybertron. You know, like the steam shovel, whatever it was originally, repainted as, you know, Long Rack from Neo.
Yeah. But the one thing I will say is that, like we've talked about before, this is pretty good mechanical design, and I don't know that it has a lot of character.
It's a mecha. I mean, it's a Gundam.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a Gundam, just like a lot of third-party stuff.
Yeah. Those are some very Gundam lower legs, I'll tell you.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, the problem, if you want to call it that, with Transformers is it had the fairly particular kind of mechanical design style that not everybody can actually hit when they try.
Yeah.
So you get things that end up looking more like Gundams or other generic kind of super robots just because that's the style that the artists doing the concept work for them more easily fall into.
Yeah.
You know what you can hit if you try? TFRadio.net/Amazon. Whether you need to buy toilet paper, toothpaste, hamburger buns, probably. I don't know. They got plenty of stuff. Just go to tfradio.net/Amazon, and anything that you buy normally, Amazon sends us back just a little bit to cover expenses, and my God, there are expenses. You know, now's the time of year if you are buying gifts for Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or Festivus or whatever your winter solstice themed event is, you can go to tfradio.net/Amazon. You know, I've got plenty of people coming up whose birthdays are, you know, around that time. Kim's is a week before. Chris Triplett's is the day before. My middle kid, hers is 4 days after Christmas, and her older sister is like 10 days after that. So Amazon has lowest prices for the most part on the internet. Go to tfradio.net/Amazon. You can buy whatever. Transformers, again, TVs, toothpaste, toothpicks, toilet paper, whatever. tfradio.net/Amazon. Rob, what's on T-Formers?
Okay, first off, we have scans from this month's Figure King magazine of a lot of the stuff we've been talking about. Big Powered, the Siege Decepticons, etc. Some pretty decent photographs of those. And also, a couple weeks ago, the new anime version of Gridman, which was what was adapted originally into Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad, just hit. And it is packed full of Shattered Glass Transformers references.
Who figured all this out? Because
the internet at large.
Really good job. But,
yeah,
man.
This is one of those things where, like, one person noticed something, and then just everybody kind of went wild on it and took a look at everything. I mean, look at the main character's freaking Classics Cliff Jumper shoes right there.
Well, I mean, if you, if Jason will scroll back up to the top of the character model, his hairstyle has the little Cliff Jumper horn sticking out of it, so it's not just the shoes. Like,
yeah,
a lot of the human cast is inspired in their overall character designs by specific Transformers.
And that one with the Shattered Glass sideswipe, I mean, he even has the little cut through the number 8 in his shirt. Like, it's
the character designer really went overboard on this. I really like the one girl's Optimus Prime antenna headphones. Somebody actually posted a photo of one of the animators' desks at Studio Trigger, who are the ones who are doing this. And yeah, it is just covered in Transformers.
I'm really impressed at the people who noticed this, because I would look at these characters and I would never pick it up. And for someone to actually notice it and link the two together is amazing to me.
Yeah, somebody was really paying attention.
Yeah, watching people discover more and more of these on that Saturday when people were noticing it was just beyond fun to watch. I know Mikey on Moonbase 2 figured a bunch of them out too. And yeah, like this one right here. I mean, this is Soundwave. Even has Ravage on her little Shaw thing here. Has the mask, which
and I think is wearing the headband as a wristband.
Oh, I didn't notice
actually
that.
It's her hair tie, I think.
Hair tie.
She's got right there.
Hopefully, yeah, looks like a better quality one than the one there on the toy.
Yeah. And I'm already a big Trigger fan, so this is, I loved every, actually the Furei model I showed off was designed by Trigger, so.
Yeah, that's something I forgot.
Hey Hasbro, if you want to get a good Transformers cartoon made, maybe see if Trigger wants to do an anime for you.
Yeah, actually, they could do that.
Yeah, I think it'd be pretty crazy too. So while Brian figures out some microphone issues, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do the hard lifting and say, Don, what's on the network this week?
And you're also showing the show notes on the screen there.
You had one job.
They've been doing it pretty well.
What's on the network this week? There Goes My Money, episode 43, Giant Murder Chicken. From possibly impending siege figures via Amazon to robot murder chickens from Taobao, Diecast, myself, Eric, and Jason cover all the latest pre-orders from MMC, Perfect Effect, Fans Toys, and more. So come in for all that there is to find out and who the one... I'm sorry. So tune in for all that and to find out who the one terrible person is who isn't getting Takara's big power. Hint, he edits the show and also wrote the description. He might not be all that smart. It's Eric, isn't it?
Yes.
The RFC minicast episode 70, listener questions on third party and intellectual property. What are you doing? No.
I don't think that was one of the questions.
he was trying to bite my feet.
Feeling better.
On this episode, John and Bill answer questions, listener questions on IP and Transformers. What's the deal with third party Tarns, reproduction stickers, and wikis? RPG Lessons Learned, episode 76, Cryomancer, World of Dungeons. Our three mercenaries found work escorting a young baroness into the mountains to convince her Cryomancer's sister to stop terrorizing their home with her creations. Hopefully she had an unplaceable, vaguely Eastern European accent. RPG Lessons Learned, episode 77, Quick Adventure Prep, Pocket Fantasy RPG. Dusty talks Brian through planning his first adventure using Dusty's Pocket Fantasy RPG character sheet creator, Tom Mix Wept.
All right, thank you. Diecast, no reviews this week, right?
No, it's been a busy week getting ready for TFCon.
But if you had reviews, where would people go to see them?
They would go to tfradio.net/reviews. Right there. Yeah, that's it. Not the show notes. Right there.
All righty. Let's see. Okay, so remember, you can get the notes for this episode at tfradio.net/593. That'll get you the show notes. You can also call our voicemail line, and it also receives text. And that goes to 931-99-GOBOT. That is 931-994-6268. And on Twitter, we are TF Radio. On Facebook, we are facebook.com/TF Radio. Instagram, TF Podcast. You can also find Robo. You can go to zonebase.org, and you can also find Robo or Rob on Twitter at Robo Rob Springer. And let's see. Don, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4, EVR.
Diecast.
You can find me on Twitter at Diecast2. You can find me at TFCon this weekend. You can find me on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast. And you can find me on YouTube at RFC Reviews.
Chris.
Hi. Well, you should definitely check out my website, playwithphotography.com, where I post toy galleries and talk about the various aspects of doing micro studio toy photography, general camera stuff here and there. I've recently posted my initial buying guide for cameras that are good for this kind of photography work, so definitely check that out. Occasionally when things come up, like those Amazon listings for the Siege stuff, I've also got links pointing toward those listings, so I'm doing some kind of like toy blog sort of stuff too, so definitely check all that stuff out. I'm also still trying to sell through some stuff on Twitter, so you can go check that out at twitter.com/chrisrtaxv. Help me with the various unexpected expenses that have come up recently, and I'll, you know, love you for minutes, possibly even more.
Possibly seconds.
He's being generous, folks. We will give Matt a couple seconds to just sit there in silence.
Oh, you can find me at TFCon this weekend.
Nice. There you go.
Yeah, actually, geez, I've got to meet all you guys last year at TFCon. Really, really bummed I'm not going this year. But yeah, don't let Melvar fool you. He's a really cool, nice guy to meet in person. So go say hi to him.
Lies. All lies. Lies and slander.
Rob.
Well, I'll put it this way. You know, we went to one convention with Matt and then he was on the show. So yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, we went to one convention with Matt, and an hour after meeting him, I took Brian aside and said, you know, we should have him on the show.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Did he replace somebody?
No.
I don't believe so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. We must really like Matt.
I'm just that awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so I am on YouTube and a bunch of other places at Flailthroughs, and very important announcement. As of today, Gundam Battle Operation 2 has an English language option.
Huh.
So ooh. If you have access to a Japanese PlayStation Network account, there is now nearly no barrier to you playing that game if you want to give it a shot. So I've already discovered some skills I didn't even know the freaking mobile suits had, now that I can actually read what's going on. So yeah, so there's details on how to change the language option on the channel, and some other basics on the gameplay and navigating the menus from back when you needed help with that. And also, of course, any Transformers related work that Chris and I do for T-Formers will show up on YouTube at T-Formers TV.
Yes, and we may have some content in that regard coming in the near future.
Yes.
Very cool. And also, did you mention your Patreon again?
Oh, patreon.com/flailthroughs. Where you can request specific mobile suits and combinations of mobile suits and weapons.
Very cool. John, you there?
I'm there. I'm that John D everywhere.
That even rhymed. That was great. You can find me on Twitter. I am at Jason S. Kirk. And real quick, since I'm on here, I'm going to throw out, we kind of did a rebranding this week on my other show. Povocacy kind of still exists as its own little thing, but we've switched direction a little bit. We are now doing a show that my co-host is a big wrestling fan. I, of course, like Star Trek. So I give him an episode of Star Trek to watch. He gives me a wrestling match to watch. And then at the end, we come together and we have questions for each other. It's called Wrestling on the Edge of Forever. And we did one episode. It's out there. I love it. It was so much fun. And I hope, just go check it out. So
povocacy.com,
it's the, thank you. If you go to povocacy.com, it is the first thing you'll see right there on the website. And it'll be coming out every Thursday. We did it early this week because A, I was going to be on RFC. And B, you know, if you actually want to have an iTunes feed, you got to, you know, let iTunes know that you exist. So if you check that out, I appreciate it.
But I will listen to that.
See, I was going to say this is the perfect podcast for Brian Kilby, but I didn't want to put the cart before the horse, but I will take that, sir. Thank you.
What's the working title? Are you listening now, Brian?
Yeah, it would be pretty apt.
That would have worked, yeah.
Brian, real quick, do you want to give out your stuff?
If you can hear me, at bkilby on Twitter and briankilby.com. Sadness.
And
just week after week, as more and more of Brian's hardware just starts failing for no clear reason.
It's just so strange it did it in the middle of the show.
Yeah,
I think Brian has accidentally put Nucleon in his computer system because it's just sputtering to a slow death.
Stop trying to give the computer penicillin.
Faster and more alive.
Yeah, only at first though.
Deoxit fixes everything, so I'll be using some deoxit liberally tonight.
I have to remember that.
So that removes the auxin from your hardware.
So basically, his computer died of dysentery.
That's gonna be like, is that just canned air? I'm just gonna shoot it with canned air.
Oh, good one, Don. No,
it's an electrical lubricant. Then it also helps get rid of just like debris.
Mm.
Excellent. What else is that good for?
It tastes pretty good on salad.
Okay, now I kind of want to try to develop aerosol salad dressing.
No wonder why Brian's spraying electronic spray on his salads.
And man, WD-40's been missing a niche audience all these years.
I'm sure WD-40 has its own niche audience that we don't want to talk about right now. So, see everybody.
Yeah, yep. Bye, everyone. See you next week.
Bye, everyone.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
Well done, though.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure I had no audio.
What? Did we have video?
Yeah, we had video.
Oh, great.
Okay, right.
Okay. I'm sorry. Diecast. Diecast, did you actually have us perform a show without actually checking to make sure you had audio?
I'll go on record here and say that I asked him to confirm that he had audio before we actually started, and he didn't.
Same.
Yeah, we did the show for, I guess, each other's enjoyment. Can you upload the video and play like death metal underneath it? So there's some performance art out there.
No, guys. I'm sorry here. Okay, you're telling me you had us run the show. You didn't check the audio, so we did that for nothing.
Well, not for nothing. It was awful fun.
No, it wasn't.
Don is exposed. He's doing. He's a fraud. His enjoyment of this. It's not genuine.
Your job was to check the show to see if there was audio, and we had no audio, and you didn't check it, so. You didn't do. You had one job.
No, I had like 50 jobs.
So why would you tell us
50?
Why would you tell us we had audio when we didn't?
I said we should be good. Well, I didn't say we definitely were good.
Why didn't you turn that should into a yes? Why would you have us do this and not know there was audio?
We did ask
repeatedly.
Yeah.
I asked someone to do a backup recording just in case.
I mean, nobody said they were, though.
I put up with this all the time. Okay? I'm sorry, Diecast, but...
It's okay, Don. Someone else will fix it. It's okay.
But it shouldn't have to be fixed because we were supposed to be running with audio.
Wait. Don, I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you here, but Diecast, when you say somebody else will fix it, how do you propose someone else fixes missing audio for an entire show when there's not a copy of the audio to be had?
We can do an audio podcast without audio. It'll be like a new kind of thing.
We can do an audio podcast without audio.
Diecast, that's a Viewmaster!
I love you, Masters. They're awesome.
Okay, I don't believe what.
Recording this, John. All we need to do is keep Don going long enough to cover for the video, and we put them together, that's our show.
No, I'm sorry. I am not trying to be an asshole, but not Jesus to see Don
3 feet, asshole.
Jesus H. Christ on a bicycle. We were supposed to be checking this stuff. I can't check this stuff. I don't know what to do. But you run a podcast. You know what to check for audio. And you didn't bother making sure, yes, there's audio for a podcast that goes out on the internet.
Maybe we should have kept the live stream going. At least we would have had live stream audio then.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just the height of laziness.
I don't know if it's laziness. It might be incompetence.
Jesus Christ, that's stupid.
I think you broke Don, Diecast.
This is not funny. I'm sorry. I'm just saying, yes, we enjoyed it. But basic production protocol steps was not followed. And so we did. So we wasted time and gained nothing except enjoyment for ourselves. We contributed nothing to what we're supposed to have. So we have no there goes our money this week. Unless you want to put transcribes at the bottom at the screen with a little bouncing ball for everybody to follow.
Ooh, karaoke version.
Yeah, karaoke. There goes my money.
Don, I just want to tell you the last 3 minutes were definitely not for nothing.
No, I'm sorry. It's just you were there. You were checking everything.
He was supposed to be.
If we didn't have audio, you should have said something. Say,
I thought we did.
Did you check it before we started?
He
going?
Did check it once and didn't have any audio, and then he declined to check it anymore.
So anyway, Don, if the first 35 minutes of not recorded, there goes my money, was the warm up to the last 5 minutes, it was all worth it.
I'm not sure Don sees it that way, John.
Oh, he will. I don't trust me. You gave us audio gold.
I can't do any of this from my computer because I don't know what it is. I can't run half the stuff my computer has because of my crappy internet connection. So I have to trust y'all to know what you're doing because I don't.
Hey Don, don't check
if there's audio before doing a podcast. Why?
Hey Don, can you hear me?
Yes.
I don't record video or audio like every other week, so it's okay.
I feel better, Don. Half the stuff you do on this network isn't documented. See? Brian just confirmed that.
I just like post old episodes like with JD on them. And people don't know any different.
So anyway, I'm going to bed. I'm off tomorrow. I'm going to sleep in. Y'all have yourselves a good night.
Good night, Don.
Take care,
please
Don.
Feel better.
Good night, y'all.
Oh, that was totally worth it.
Poor Don.
That was amazing, though.
I do actually have audio for there. I have audio for There Goes My Money. I just didn't want to say so and ruin the Don thing.